Hello and welcome to FPL Happy Hour Last Orders, and we're live! I haven't said that for a long time. With myself, Sham, otherwise known as FPL2Guys1Cup on Twitter.
And myself, Rob, otherwise known as FPL Panda.
Well, I haven't done a live stream for ages, have we, Rob?
No, you've been...
Well, I haven't.
You've been cavorting off in the ropey league, haven't you? So,
there we go.
Welcome back!
Well, to those that are new or haven't been here before, or to those that have been and always do come every week, welcome. And we're going to be looking at game week 12. On the podcast earlier that was pre-recorded this week, we talked about 6.5 to 8.5 midfielders and kind of benching headaches. So if you haven't listened to that, go and listen to that after this stream. That will kind of go through the hot topics of the week. But for today's episode, we're looking at just game week 12. What we do every week is we'll be doing a free hit side. So myself and Rob, we've picked a free hit side that we like each. We compete against each other and total up the points, and we'll go through how that's been going so far this season. You are winning so far this season. 7-4, but I've got more points, which is weird. We'll go through that, and that will give us a good chance to talk about players from, you know, particular matches and transfers, etc. We'll then talk through some press conference news and then what we're looking at doing for our teams, ending with a Q&A. So if you want to ask any questions, hold your questions till the end and we'll get them all answered. Right.
Right.
Rob, anything else before we start?
Should we say hello to the people in the chat? Penguin in the chat, Big Geek, Evening, and Paolo. Oh, welcome back. We haven't seen you for, haven't seen anyone for a couple of weeks, have we? So, welcome and good evening to everyone, or good morning. I don't know. There was a guy who was from like Sydney, wasn't there? And it was like, he was having his breakfast. Cool. Right. Yeah, let's crack on.
Right. Just quick. For those that are in the chat, drop a like and a subscribe if you haven't already. We would really appreciate that. Okay, let's go then with the free hit for this week. Should we start off with Preston news first? Rob, do you want to go through the Preston news first?
Yeah, let's go through some Preston news. Right. So anyone that, like, if you don't follow one of the best accounts on Twitter to follow is at Colm V Hayes, FPL News. He's brilliant. He basically tweets all of the press conference news. And then late in the evening, he then tweets out all of the embargoed stuff, which is quite good. So, yeah, there's obviously several press conferences today. So let's have a quick look through. Not much to report from Southampton. Liverpool, there's a few things. Obviously, Curtis Jones, we know, is out. He's good, but not allowed to do things at the moment, is what Klopp said. So they're waiting on him. Keita and Milner are out, but they might be back for the game against Porto in the week. Joe Gomez still out as well. Now, here's the interesting one that's probably key, and I know it's something that's got me thinking about my transfer for this week, and that is Klopp on Roberto Firmino. Bobby is getting closer, but not for the weekend. We will see that it will take a little bit longer still. I'm wondering whether he's back next week. So it's a... It kind of puts a question mark currently on my thoughts for my move this week. Might do for lots of other people. Obviously, hoping that Firmino was out for 6 weeks. Obviously, that was a couple of weeks ago, two to three weeks ago, that injury happened. So we we kind of knew that we were getting three or maybe four game weeks out of Jota possibly playing as the number nine. That could possibly only now be one game week, which changes things up for a few people, possibly. Other news from Liverpool is Robertson looks like he will be okay for the weekend. Klopp said there's a good chance that he can be involved, that he took himself off at the right moment when he was playing for Scotland the other day. So plenty of news there from Liverpool. Also, Sadio Mane is fine, but still nursing a bruise to his ribs. But he's been training this week with Liverpool, so you'd expect him to play a part as well. So, I mean, if you do have Jota, it could be that he does start. Well, we know he starts this week. He could, if Mane's nursing a rib bruise, then that could be a little bit longer for him. And maybe not the need to start him next week. It could give room for Jota next week instead. Leicester, nothing really new to report. James Justin could be back. Tielemans won't be back till Christmas, or he will be back before Christmas. I can imagine it will be won't be back till Christmas, and that's about it from Leicester. I'm just scrolling through. Do we want to know about Burnley? Nah, not really. Maxwell Cornet
just play.
Maxwell
just
Cornet.
Anyone that's
few people
like important
might have gone for him. He's playing as a sort of OOP, quite cheap as well, up front for Burnley, who have got probably their nicest little run of fixtures coming up. He's back in training. And that's about it, really. And then nobody asked Gerrard about what he was thinking of doing with that Villa team and how he was looking to play it. They just asked him about the Liverpool job. Whether he was was at Villa to get his head in.
I know he did say about, I'm sure he did say, he did talk about how he was going to play. And he was saying that I'm going to make some changes, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. And basically expansive. Like he was saying that he's going to do his different styles, but I didn't want to kind of, he said, I don't want to say it in a press conference. You'll see how I line up on the pitch, but there will be changes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people imagine that he'll go into like a 4-3-3, the way that everyone thought that Villa would line up, with Buendia in the 10, Watkins out left. Who is it?
Bailey.
Bailey outright.
Buendia.
Ings up front.
But I think Ings is still injured, isn't he?
Yeah. We might see Bailey play on the left and then it would be
probably Buendia on the right then, maybe as an inside forward. I don't know.
I mean, Villa, is anyone touching Villa at the moment? Probably not.
Nah, it's a wait and see, isn't it?
It's a wait and see for a couple of weeks. See what happens with the new manager. Likewise with Newcastle. I mean, we know that this fixture against Brentford this week is a good fixture, but I wouldn't be like piling into Newcastle. Callum Wilson, who we'll probably talk about in the next 10 minutes or so. Or ASM, that's about it really from Newcastle. If you're going with one of them, then it could be taking away the opportunity to have someone else as your forwards. That's the problem with them. That's about it.
Right.
A lot of our press conferences are tomorrow. So, I mean, you've got United, Chelsea, City all tomorrow. West Ham tomorrow, Arsenal tomorrow, Everton tomorrow, Spurs. Spurs is another big one to watch. Try and get an idea of how Conte's going to be lining up this weekend. But yeah, it's tomorrow is the big day of press conferences, where you get all the news for post international break.
Right, let's have a look then at these free hits, free hit teams, which will probably give us an idea of the teams that we like and the players that we like for this week. One thing that's quite important to say about these teams is obviously it's just kind of a team that me and Rob have put together, and there's no kind of ownership figures or anything that are included in this. So you'll notice, and a spoiler, that both of our teams don't include Salah. That's not to say that we don't think you should have Salah or captain Salah. That's to say that based on the budget that we have in this,
this
we
week
wanted to kind of spread it out.
102.5, I think it was this week. Was the budget.
No, 102.9, I think you said.
Right? Oh, 102.9 it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the average of the average squad value of the top 1K minus the transfer out tax. So minus 1.5.
Okay. Right. So this is my side. I'll go from the front, from the back first. Obviously, I've got stealing goal. I was looking across and I was thinking, who do I really fancy for clean sheets that's got good value in terms of like 4.5 goalkeepers? And I didn't really like any of them. And I thought, you know, Brighton got 4 million goalie. Let's just go with them against Villa. I mean, they're probably, Villa will probably score, but the way that they've been playing at the moment hasn't been great. So there could be that possibility that it could be just a 0-0. So I thought, okay, I'll try and save some value there. So I've gone still at the back, 4.0 Brighton goalkeeper. And then back three, I've gone James, Cancelo and Reguilon. I like the look of the Man City defence still. Obviously, the Chelsea defence, I'm going for those attackers. And Reguilon, I think, with Antonio Conte's kind of wing-back policy, I think that it will have some kind of, hopefully, some fruition there again in Leeds, against Leeds. So, and then I've gone for four in midfield, Son, Foden, Gallagher and Jota. Son that is there for same reasons. I think Tottenham will do something and they'll be quite attacking. Foden, City, I think, will do really well at Everton. I spoke earlier on in the week that I really like the look of Gallagher. And then obviously Jota's there as well, just because I think he provides some good value. And then up front, we've gone Kane, Ronaldo and Wilson, and captain Ronaldo. Kane, reasons I mentioned already. Ronaldo, we spoke about this on the pod earlier. I think you're deciding in FPL to captain Ronaldo, and I think that's a really good shout, and I agree with that. And then Wilson, I think they will have some good good joy against Brentford, that kind of leaky Brentford side at the moment. So yeah, that's a kind of side that I've gone for, and I think yours is pretty similar, right?
Yeah, I think, how many players haven't I got? 1, 2, 3, 4. So let's just talk about the ones that...
Talk about the four.
The four that's it.
And we don't, just so you know, we don't look at each other's sides when doing this. We've got a spreadsheet. I fill it out. Well, Rob fills it out first. Then I fill it out. I don't look at his. He doesn't look at mine. And then it's done.
Yeah.
So it just gives you an idea that we kind of agree with these, what, seven players. So there's four that we've got differences on.
Yeah, so whilst you had Reece James, or start at the back, so whilst you had Steele in goal, I've gone for McCarthy. Yes, Norwich have just come off the back of a win a couple of weeks ago, but I think Southampton have been very strong defensively, and against this Norwich side, I can't really see it. I mean, like, that's why I've also doubled up with the Southampton defence. Whilst you've got Livramento on your bench, I'm starting him. I really think that Southampton should keep a clean sheet this week. And then instead of Reece James, I've gone with TAA. I think that he's in great form at the moment. He showed it before the international break, during the international break for England. It was probably like his performance. I mean, it was only San Marino, but it was a good, solid performance from him. attacking wise. I still don't think a full strength England side. I'm not sure whether he starts in it, just because I think Rhys James is slightly better defensively. But I think he's going to get given some space to work against Arsenal. They haven't, I mean, Arsenal have been in really good form recently, but have they been tested by the sort of best chance creators and best attack in the league? Have they, have they been tested? I'm not sure yet. So, yeah, I'm counting on TAA to really bring it, to be one of the players that really brings it to them this week. I've gone Mbeumo over Foden. We know that new manager bounce from Newcastle could be a thing, but and there's a lot of historical bias maybe now towards Mbeumo because of the performance against Norwich. But on another day, he comes away with a goal. He had a goal disallowed a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, another day it gets allowed, and yeah, he comes away with a nice return for you. So I don't think there's anything to say not to suddenly trust him. For people that in their teams have brought him in for this sort of run of two or three fixtures for Brentford, I think you have to kind of see it through. It's the same case for a lot of people with Havertz a few weeks ago. You've made that decision, see it through, because if you make that transfer to someone else now, are you missing out on someone next week? Or are you going to have to take a hit next week because that's not how you planned it out in your head? So, yeah, I'd be keen to hold on to him. I think there's a good chance that, yeah, he does return against Newcastle. And, yeah, same as you.
All the rest are the same.
With Ronaldo as my captain. Bench is slightly different. I've got Williams, got Brownhill, and I've got Tsimikas there as well. So like super, super cheap bench, and steel on my bench.
Just a few questions then, just because I think this week on Twitter and just in general, these are the kind of questions that have been hovering around in FPL managers' heads. And whilst we've got talking about Game Week 12, I guess it's a good time to answer them and talk about it. Where do you sit with the Kane versus Son debate? I know at the moment that you're not convinced and you're not bringing in either one. But if there are people that were looking at bringing on either one, do you have a preference towards one or the other? And if so, who and why?
I'd probably be Harry Kane. If I had the choice. Because my main...
I mean, you do have the choice, but I mean... There's no point in your position to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
I think if you can get to Kane at, 12.2 million up front, it's a nice, easy move. If you haven't got your wild card intact, then I think Kane, you kind of have to bring him in so that then you can have that nice, easy move on to Ronaldo for a nice fixture run, whether there's a new manager bounce there in a couple of weeks' time is another matter, which we could sit here and discuss all evening. If you've got your wild card and, like me, you're planning to a wild card in game week 15, then go for Son, and then you can use your wild card to then bring in Ronaldo at a later point. But I think it could be a nice moment just to move into the premium forwards by going into Kane. And then you've got, I think the way that the fixture swings go, United come out of their nice run of fixtures, Spurs get another nice little run of fixtures for themselves. So then you can then go from Ronaldo back to Kane. It works out quite nicely, I think.
Okay. To Jota or not to Jota? No answer.
No, I mean, I was fairly set on Jota as my transfer this week. But with this press conference today, if Firmino is back next week, I can't make that transfer to Jota this week. Because I could just get him at home to Arsenal and that's it.
Yeah.
Which, you go and just have a look at the fixtures. Yeah, him against Arsenal, and then I'm missing the Southampton fixture, or I'm getting might get 20 minutes out of him, half an hour out of him against Southampton, and then the same against Everton, the same against Wolves. I don't like it at all. I think it's going to be one to sleep on now. And maybe go back to the drawing board on it. But it's tricky. We'll talk about it a bit more when we get around to looking at my team. But yeah, I'm just not sure.
So I asked you a question earlier on in the week, and I said Jota and Trent, or Son and Reguilon, or Emerson Royal. Yeah. And you said Jota and Trent. What do you say now?
I'd still go against the Spurs defense. I haven't seen anything from the Spurs defense.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be Emerson Royal. It can be a fodder, yeah? It can be Mitchell. It can be Lamptey. It can be anyone. It doesn't have to be a Spurs defender. So essentially what I'm asking is Jota and Trent, or Son and a 5.2 defender and below?
Yeah, I'll take the Son and 5.2 and below.
Yeah.
I'd probably go because for a five point. Not even that. You get someone half decent for 4.6 to 4.8. That's got sort of a reasonable run of fixtures in the next five or six.
Mitchell. I really like Mitchell at Palace. I don't think he's a bad option. I think Loughton at Burnley is a good option as well. For the next kind of six to eight weeks, as your kind of fourth defender, right? I don't think there's not that's bad. I'm edging towards Jota and Trent. I was kind of fairly set on that, but now what you're saying about this stuff going on.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're still waiting for the embargo stuff to come through to see if they sort of dug into it any further. But from what how I see that is, Firmino probably will be in training next week. Probably won't play the game in Europe, but could and should be available for next week. And whether that's on the bench or starting, I've got to remember that Jota would have played twice for Portugal, then play this weekend, he'll play midweek, and then that could be a nice time to start Firmino next week against Southampton and play him for 45 minutes and then bring Jota on at half time or something like that. It's that fear that
it could be that you've misunderstood what Klopp is saying.
I mean, it's quite clear though. He said he's not ready for this weekend, but he's back sooner than we thought.
Yeah,
which
he didn't say he's back sooner than we thought.
Well, he's more or less said that.
Nah, he hasn't said that.
The exact
he didn't say
quote,
he's back sooner than we thought.
The exact quote.
He didn't say I'm back soon. He will be back in some time.
Bobby is getting closer, but not for this weekend. We'll see that it will take a little bit longer still.
Little longer. There we go. But not for this weekend. It could be.
It's missing what was asked in between that. It was missing what is asked in between those quotes. It's the embargoed stuff.
Yeah.
So you need to know what was asked for him to respond to. We'll see. That will take a little bit longer still. And it could be that he was asked, do you think he'll play against Porto in the week? And then that brings out that answer. So, I mean, from what I see in that is that he'll be either in or around the team next weekend. And at that point, it makes me go, right, is Jota in for Arsenal at home and half a game against Southampton or less a good move? I'm not sure. Considering then after that, there's the Merseyside derby, which, yeah, if I own him and he's starting, yeah, I'm starting him. But I'm not expecting fireworks from him. Yeah, Everton have been playing poorly, but it's very rare that Liverpool go and absolutely smash them, isn't it? It's always a tight fixture. So,
okay. If you guys have got any questions, put them in the chat and we'll get them covered. That's kind of like our free hit drafts covered for this week. What else have we got to talk about? Should we have a look at our teams while we wait for some questions in, Rob?
Yep. Sounds like your one then.
Yeah, so I've got 2 free transfers, 1.3 in the bank. I haven't made my moves yet, but I know the kind of moves that I'll be making. This is a question that I wanted to ask you, Rob, that I wasn't sure about. So I've obviously got 2 free transfers. If I do decide to bring in Jota, it'll be Havertz to Jota. Now, I can then do Diaz to Trent as well. And that was the kind of plan, was to do Diaz to Trent. However, I could just roll and not do Diaz to Trent and start Diaz. Start Diaz.
Probably.
Essentially, it's Diaz versus Trent.
Oh, you're going back Trent all the way, though. Because there's the...
What, like, Trent versus Arsenal, Diaz versus Everton.
I think you're more likely to get the clean sheet out of Diaz. But then Trent is Trent, and he could come away with no clean sheet, but still get a 12-pointer.
Or the option is to roll again, and then I've got more knowledge for next week, and I can make that move next week if I want.
I'd probably roll at least one.
Well, I'm doing Havertz to Jota, definitely. Hmm. Well, probably. The other option is Havertz to Son and Diaz to a 5 million defender. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing. And Salah captain, can't really fight against that EO at the moment. I know you are. And if I had Ronaldo, I'll probably be doing the same thing as you. So it's good. Good move on that. Livermento on the bench and probably Rafinha on the bench as well.
I wouldn't argue with that, though. Like, we did speak about how Rafinha's very much carrying this Leeds team at the moment. And are they going to get anything out of this Spurs team? Like, and we did mention how a lot of their defenders didn't go off on international duty because they're so shit. This is Spurs, by the way, for those listening. And you'd think that they'd have been drilling constantly during that international break to get better and be working with Conte and his team on how they should be playing defensively. So. Yeah, I'm not sure about Rafinha.
Right, I've got another question for you, which I have thought about. Havertz to Jota, Brownhill to someone else, maybe Gallagher, and bench boost.
No.
Livramento, Diaz, Gallagher, bench boost.
No.
Okay.
I can see you licking your lips at it. There's no way you should be licking your lips at it. I'd argue.
I like that.
Yeah, but I'd argue you'd.
What? Probably... Livramento against Norwich, Diaz against Everton, and Gallagher against Burnley.
And then Reece James and Ben Chilwell against Leicester.
Yeah. But they're going to be in there anyway. They're starting anyway. They're not going to be on the bench.
But I mean, no. Don't do it, mate. Honestly, you'll regret it. Like, it's because you've seen what happened a couple of weeks ago, and you've seen people come away with like 25 points with using their bench. I watched you on that podcast last week with Penguin, and you're sitting there, and you've got the guy sitting next to you, and he's got his 25 points, used his bench boost, got it out of the way, doesn't have to worry about it all season. It was the perfect week for him in that week. This is not the perfect week for you to use your bench boost.
Okay.
I really advise against it. I think you've got a lot of 50-50s there that it's not worth it. Like Rafinha, for example. That could be 2 points or even 1 point. Like, he could come off in the 58th minute. 1 point.
Right, let's have a look at your side then. Then we'll get some questions in.
So this is my team at the moment. Although I took this screenshot with the thought that I'm going to be doing Sar to Jota. And then it was quite nice and easy to see. Gaeta in goal. I've got no choice of that. I've gone with just the one Chelsea defender. I've gone Chilwell over Rudiger. I actually fancy Leicester to score. So it makes no sense having Rudiger in there. Even though Rudiger at times plays as like a false nine, it's like a false nine centre half. So I think the attacking upside is greater with Chilwell. I've gone Veltman against Villa. Attacking wise, I'm still not sure about Villa, but defensively, Brighton have been good. Cancelo is Cancelo. I've got Tsimikas starting, but he'll probably be moving out. If he moves out, then it'll be really good at starts. Mbeumo, Salah as my vice captain. Wang, Antonio, and captain Viva Ronaldo up front. I think it's...
Don't blame him.
I mean, I've had him since, well, game week. When did he join? When did we play Newcastle? Game week three, two? Game week four?
Is it three yet?
So, yeah, I brought him in then. And then the idea was to get rid of him for Lukaku and then bring him back for possibly this week. So this is now me back to how, like, in my sort of premium side of rotation. Yeah, we've basically come back around and, yeah, I'm back with Ronaldo now. And, yeah, it's... I don't think he's going to be leaving my side until my second wild card. If Kane comes good, then it is obviously that nice move on to, which I mentioned earlier. This week, Salah's still going to have an effective ownership of over 160%. But it's worth the gamble.
No, it'll be 180, I think.
It was only 171 last time out.
Was it? I thought it was 190.
No, it was like 171 last time out.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's still going to be in the 160s, but it's not going to be as crazy as it was a couple of weeks ago. It's high risk. We're playing, as I mentioned, an Arsenal side that maybe haven't been tested against the top quality attack. And I mean, the times that we have seen them earlier in the season... up against City and Chelsea, they did kind of fall apart a bit. It'll be interesting to see how they deal with Liverpool. It could go one of two ways with Salah. He could blank or he could get a hat-trick. And then I am in the shit if that happens. Yeah. Then I'm looking at a huge rank drop, unless Ronaldo... does so miraculous, because I know that he's going to be under 100% effective ownership this week. So,
yeah.
He might be around the sort of 65 to 70% mark, but yeah.
Less than that, I think.
I mean, he's owned by like 27 or 28%.
Well, it depends where you're talking, top 100k or overall, right?
Overall.
In terms of effective ownership.
There'll be people, yeah. Like, if you think that though there's that 29% that don't own Salah, most of them probably own Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Plus then a few like me that have both of them just haven't been able to get off of Ronaldo. Yeah, it just seems like the right week to do it. There's not good. We've said that there's not going to be many opportunities this season, with how Salah's ownership is, to go against the tide and have a go. And this is one of those very few opportunities that there will be. So yeah, no fear. He's going to do it. I hope. I pray. Both for fantasy reasons and yeah, if he doesn't do it, then. Yeah, United are in a lot of trouble this weekend. So, yeah.
Okay. Right, those are our teams. And let's get some questions. Quite a few in the chat. So let's get these answered before we go. Rob, did you want to ask them?
Yes. Let's go back to the top. FPL Glasgow, thoughts on what impact Gerrard will make at Villa?
I don't know too much about you. Play Scottish fantasy, don't you? I don't really know what kind of. I don't watch in it. I don't know anything about Scottish football, to be honest with you, Rob. You might be a better place to answer.
He's played. I mean, with Rangers, I think he's played a variety of different formations. He's played two up top on occasions. He's played one up top on an occasion. I mean, we have to say he is like he. Likes to play with his fullbacks getting forward a lot. I mean, you look at James Tavernier up in Scotland, like top fantasy point scorer. He's basically like if you think how
good I'm a captain.
Yeah, you think how good Trent is, and then pump him full of steroids and stick him on acid and speed and like give him like the best striker of football ever. Then you got James Tavernier.
Will he come to the Premier League? Will he make it in the Premier League?
I think he could.
No.
But he not probably it probably wouldn't be for a top side. It'd be like
for a Villa. We're massive, mate.
I think it's a really interesting move. Obviously Villa have found themselves in a bit of a sticky spot, especially after spending over 100 million during last summer. Gerrard will. I'm sure there'll be a bit of experimentation it'll have to go through to find his favourite, to find his best lineup and everything. But I think that Dean Smith was too scared to experiment a bit. Apart from when he went with the three at the back and it didn't really work out. I think Gerrard will be a lot more patient with it, and maybe not so drastic at the same time. Just make little tweaks here and there rather than try and overhaul it like what Conte's doing at Spurs, because Gerrard probably doesn't have that experience to overhaul a team like Conte could. So, yeah, I think it's an interesting one. It's one to watch, I think, with Villa, because we spoke about their assets during the summer, like Buendia. He's dropped like 0.2 or 0.3 since we spoke, and we said he was great value then. Yeah, if he can get Buendia, Bailey, Ings, Watkins all performing, then yeah, there's some great value to be had on that side. Right, big key right. Geek. Who to bench? Here we go. Out of this squad, Ramsdale, Foster, Trent, Cancelo, Chilwell, Rudiger. Livramento, Salah, Foden, Jota, Gallagher, Douglas Luiz, Vardy, Antonio, Tony.
See, this one to me is pretty easy for me looking at this.
Oh, I've lost Sham.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Okay, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Are we live still?
Yep.
Or is it just me? Yeah. See, I think this one's pretty easy compared to the others. So I would bench here Rudiger, Livramento, and Douglas Luiz.
Livramento first sub? Oh, definitely.
Livramento sub.
Douglas Luiz, third sub. Yeah, I think it's fairly simple.
I definitely wouldn't be benching Vardy, Antonio, or Tony.
No.
Salah, Foden, Jota, Gallagher, none of them. Trent, Cancelo, Chilwell, none of them either. No. So it's just it's process of elimination, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, there we go, big geek. Rudiger, Livramento, Douglas Luiz.
Yep.
And Ramsdale.
No,
or
Foster.
Actually, Ramsdale or Foster.
I'd bench Foster.
You think save points from Ramsdale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Right. Back to Glasgow again. Does Rob? Oh, do I have any option on option opinion? I think he meant to say on how massive the hammers are. Asking for a friend. Fixtures look tricky. I wouldn't be going and smashing my way into West Ham. For those that are listening on audio, Sham's making gestures with his hands, saying that he's massive. Anyway,
and so are West Ham.
So yeah, they're a good side, and yes, we spoke about on the pod. You could get a result against City. You could get a result against Chelsea. Would I go and start buying West Ham players when I already have Antonio? Probably not, because A, I've sold Benrahma 2 game weeks ago, and B, there's a lot better players. Like, I could go to a Bowen, back to Benrahma, to Soufal, Cresswell, all of these players, but do I want to go into all of these players with City and Chelsea on the horizon? Probably not. So yeah, I'm happy at the moment with just Antonio. I think if you haven't got any West Ham players at the moment, it's wait till game week 16 after they've played Chelsea. And then, but if you have, then stick with what you got. I wouldn't sell any at the moment. I think it's like a just stick with, yeah, stick and hold with what you have, whether it be 0, 1, 2, or if you're crazy and you've got 3 West Ham assets, then yeah, stick with it. But yeah, I wouldn't
game be... game week 16 to 18, I'll have 3 West Ham players.
Yeah, I don't see the need to be going when we've
not now
said about, yeah, I mean, not now. But right now we've already spoken about, like this week, about players like Gallagher that have got great fixtures coming up.
Yeah, West Ham are a don't buy, don't sell.
Yeah,
in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, just don't do anything with them. Just sit and watch them.
Unless you've got Soufal still.
Sit and watch them win the
if
next
you've got
four Soufal fixtures.
Still. If you've got Soufal still, I would get rid.
Isn't he fit again?
If you haven't already got rid. No, but Ben Johnson's taking his place in the side at the moment.
Yeah, but won't Cresswell move back into the defence? And he can
Cresswell
play...
is playing in the defence.
No, into centre half because Old Bonner's injured.
No, Cresswell will stay at left back. So Diop or Dawson, it'll probably be Dawson. Dawson will come in with Zuma. So Ben Johnson is right, Cresswell's left, and then Diop, probably Dawson and Zuma or.
And I've lost them again. Sham's are they back again now?
Am I? I can hear you. I don't know what's wrong with my internet. Yeah. Soufal is not in the side at the moment. I would get rid if you have him, but a lot of people got rid of him ages ago.
Cool. Right. Next question. Right. Chris Irvine, even Chris, Ronaldo versus Watford or Kane versus Leeds?
Captain, I assume. Is that a captain question?
Or is it I've got the money to buy one of these players for that week?
Well, he's just said below, I currently have Ronaldo. Oh, so he's thinking...
I wouldn't be selling Ronaldo to go to Kane.
No. I would keep him this week, captain him, and then move to Kane next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... Like that, I mean, that's my thoughts is move from Ronaldo to Kane next week and then back to Ronaldo again after that.
Yeah, don't sell him ahead of Watford. 100% not.
Yeah.
Ronaldo against Watford is better than Kane against Leeds, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially like there's. We know that, yeah, Kane's just scored 7 goals in his last 2 games, but that's an England side that is sort of in the top 5 or 6 sides in the world of national teams. This Spurs side isn't even in the top 10, or they're just about in the top 10 of the teams in England. Like, that England side is so much better, and I can imagine that he's still going to be like we saw him playing as a proper number 9 for England. But this Spurs team still doesn't have a quality number 10 creative midfielder behind him. So he's still going to drop in deep. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't, if I had the choice, there's no way I'd be going to Kane instead of Ronaldo this week. This United team, yeah, have been poor, but like they're the same team that they looked really good against Spurs. that's how bad Spurs are at the moment. So, yeah, I'd be going with Ronaldo definitely. Right, Paolo.
Right, last question.
My bench is Huang, Diaz, and Lever. I have 2 free transfers. Should I, 1, downgrade Diaz to a 4.5 to 5 million defender, 2, Havertz and Diaz to Sun and Reguilon, similar to a move you were thinking of, or Antonio and Havertz to Kane and Brownhill. The rest of the team is pretty shit. Cancelo to...
pretty, not shit, standard.
Oh, standard. Cancelo, I was like, shit. Cancelo, TAA. No, this isn't shit. Chilwell, Foden, Salah, and Mbeumo, Tony.
I know what I would do.
I'd probably just make the one move. I would. But purely because I'm not sure what value I'm getting out of Reguilon yet. I need to see this Spurs team against Leeds. If they're really impressive, then it's an easy move next week. I think with this little run of fixtures that Spurs have got, where their hardest one is this first one against Leeds, I think it forwards you, it gives you that 1 week if you're thinking of Emerson Royale or Reguilon. Gives you that 1 week just to sit and watch and learn, and then next week, then you can make that move. Like that's my personal thoughts on it. So I'd probably go with just a downgrade.
Son and Reguilon.
But there's nothing of Reguilon this season that said to me I need to buy him.
Or Emerson Royale. One of them.
Like neither of them.
No, you're not. But you're punting, right?
I think it's a
bit. You're punting,
punt,
aren't you?
I think it's a huge punt.
I don't think it's a huge punt. I don't think it's a huge punt.
I think it is this week. I think, especially when you know...
It
you
depends
could...
whether or not you believe in form or fixtures, right? Like,
well, neither...
you're taking an educated guess, gamble, educated gamble, and going, you got one of the best managers in the world who plays in a certain way which suits the strength to the wing-backs. Reguilon is a wing back. Okay, they're not in good form, but they're playing sides over the next 4 who are in,
yeah, but what I'm
in
saying
around
is,
the relegation zone. Take the punt.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can that punt's still there next week, where you've got that little bit more information. And
yeah, but the problem is if you downgrade Diaz to a 4.5 to 5 million defender that isn't Reguilon, you've basically wasted a transfer because that could have been Reguilon and you've saved a transfer.
Just roll then. Or you've got
he can't.
Burn.
He's got 2 free transfers.
You've got to burn. We've got to burn one. So
that's what I mean. That's a similar situation to me that I'm in. Very similar situation to me. In fact, almost maybe identical situation to me.
Come off and boom, one of them boom on Tony.
Ahead of Newcastle, I don't like that. Don't like that ahead of Newcastle. Yeah, I'm
sure, Paolo, surely with that team.
I'm with the Son and
Paolo, are you benching? Are you benching either of Mbeumo or Tony? If you are, then I'm going to say roll a transfer and just move one of them on. Because I think Paolo used his wild card as well a few weeks ago. I remember us discussing that on a stream. So, yeah, I think that you can afford to move one of them on to then look again at getting a Spurs defender next week. It doesn't appeal to me at all. Because I could easily do Tsimikas up to Reguilon this week. I just don't fancy it. Like just one simple move and play 5-2-3. But I don't fancy it. Although that's probably it's probably a white could be a good move, but I could always do that move next week.
Yeah, the other thing, Rob, is it depends what type of manager Paolo is. You're a very safe manager. You don't take many risks, and the fact that you're captaining Ronaldo is a massive surprise to me because I didn't think that you would. Yeah, of course it makes sense. Like, it is the right move, but I didn't think you had it in you to make that move because generally you are a very safe manager.
Yeah, but at some point, I have,
that's the wrong move because I think it's the right move to do.
Yeah, I think, I think at some point in this season, people are going to have, they're going to have to go against the grain. Otherwise you end up getting stuck in that rut, don't you? Of not being able to move around. And I think it's a good time to do it. A couple of weeks before my wild card, any ground I lose, like if it goes horribly wrong and I lose some ground, I know there's the wild card in a couple of weeks and my team's generally set up quite well for the next couple of weeks, up to my wild card where I can sort of claw some of it back. And we saw people like yourself that lost loads of ground with the captain.
Paolo captain Zaha last year at the double game week when it was at top 1K rank. That was like me. Remember, I did that last year.
I know that there's that little bit to fall back on, but there's going to be risks with the captaincy to take. Risks with using a transfer to bring in a defender that hasn't played well at all this season. His team haven't played well at all for 2.5 months. They're leaking goals. So, they could be playing great attacking football. It doesn't mean that Reguilon's going to come away with it with 6 points. He could come away with it with one still.
Okay. Right. That's all the questions. Anything else before we finish off, Rob?
Who are you captaining this week? Oh, Salah.
Salah.
Along with everyone else.
Yeah. Okie doke. We'll be recording on Monday, I think.
Yes. I forgot to say that I can't do a live stream next week.
Can we not? Okay. Cool. Are you busy?
It's my birthday next Thursday, so I'll have a night off.
Okay.
If the deadline is still next Saturday, then we'll just do it Friday night maybe. Next few weeks there'll be a lot of live streams rather than pre-records, but just purely because of how the game weeks are going. Because obviously, if we pre-record, then we can't, at least a live stream, we can get the audio out straight away afterwards and the video's there. Whilst the pre-record, we have to go back and edit it all and then upload it and all of that. So, I think this week's Europe, then next week's back-to-back game weeks, then the week after that's Europe, and then it's a now then it's back to back game weeks again, and then I think it's into the Christmas period. We'll sit here and have roast turkey and record for the Boxing Day.
All right. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter, FPL underscore happy hour. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, and all of our usual podcasts and places. And our YouTube channel is FPL happy hour. Please like, subscribe, share, and all your retweets are appreciated. Until then, have a great game week. Take care. Bye bye.
Cheers, guys. Have a